As we began to discuss in our previous shiur, there's a very, very fundamental question, machlokes. If a piggy ben was delayed, is there an obligation, like by a bris, to make the piggy ben at the earliest chance, at the earliest opportunity? Or piggy ben is not the same as a bris? So, in our previous shiur, we mentioned that we don't make a pidyon haben on Shabbos. Not everybody agrees we don't make a pidyon haben on Shabbos, because there's an issur mekach hamemker on Shabbos. The question is, as we discussed at the end of our previous shiur, should you make the pidyon haben on Motzoi Shabbos, or should you make the pidyon haben on Sunday? However, the poskim say that there maybe is a way that you can make a pidyon haben on Shabbos. What is the way? Give the kohen the money before Shabbos, but it should not be chal, it should not really become his until Shabbos. So there's a big question, should that be done or not? The Minhag HaOlam, the Mishnah Brura, in Siman Shin Lamates, Sif Kotten Chav Zayin, says that we shouldn't do it. Because there's going to be a problem, he says, with the brachas. Because you can't make the bracha on Friday, and then on Shabbos also, you can't make the bracha, because you're not really doing anything. The money was already given before Friday. But there are poskim that disagree. So the Chalkas Yaakov wants to suggest that the Machloikas HaPoiskim is based on our discussion. If we say that Pidyon HaBen is like a bris, so just like Pidyon HaBen, by bris we have to do everything to do the bris at the earliest time, certainly be Yom HaShmini, but if for whatever reason it could not have been done on Yom HaShmini, we should do it at the earliest time, so too by a Pidyon HaBen. But if we don't compare a Pidyon HaBen to a bris, it would not be the same. And there's a very simple reason why the two should not be similar. By a child who doesn't have a bris milah, as long as he doesn't have a bris milah, he's an oral. We don't want a Jewish child to be in the category of an oral. But that doesn't obviously apply by a child without a pinyon haben. As I said, this question, this machloikis, has other halachic ramifications. Rachman Otzlan, what would be the halacha that if a child cannot have a pidyon haben, cannot have a bris milah, he's sick, nebuch, and he can't have a pidyon haben, he couldn't have a bris milah. So now there's two questions to discuss. The first question is, let's say it's day 31, the day on which we make the pinyon haben. What should we do first? Should we first make the pinyon haben, or should we make the bris? There's an argument either way. One argument can be made that the bris, he's already waiting for so many weeks. On the other hand, this bris is shloi bezmanoi anyway. Maybe do the pinyon haben first. So the Marim Bronoi quotes the Shaos HaTshuvas Renach that says for sure you should make the bris milah first. Because the bris milah represents that this child is accepting upon himself Malchus Shemayim. Without him first accepting upon himself Malchus Shemayim, then there's no point in having a mitzvah's pidyon haben. He gives an interesting moshul from a medrash. The Medrash says that there was a king that once came to a country, and his servants told him, make decrees on them. So he said, no. He says, first they have to accept that I am their ruler. If once they accept I'm their king, then there's a point of making rules and decrees. Otherwise, it's all meaningless. The Chasam Sofer in Yoredei Simchin gives another reason. he says, until a child has a bris milah, he's a mitzvah, he's like a ger. And a ger has no chiv of pinyan aben. And he says, another place, is where does the, another reason, the where does the kedusha of b'chayrim come from? The kedusha of b'chayrim comes from Mitzrayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the b'chayrim of Mitzrayim, and not the b'chayrim of Klal Yisrael. What mitzvah, says the Chasam Sofer, was there to save the b'chayrim of Klal Yisrael? The fact that they all had a bris milah. And therefore, so there, when the whole Kedushas Bechor emanated, it emanated from the bris milah preceding the, when the bris milah preceding the Pinyan Aben. And therefore, the Paiskim say, to make the bris milah before the Pinyan Aben. The question that comes up is what happens if he can't have a bris milah yet, but he can have a pinyan aben. It's already day 31, and he could not have a bris milah still, but he could have a pinyan aben. So there the Paiskim don't want to say, as much as we gave reasons why a bris milah should precede a pinyan aben, not under this circumstances. Al Gemara says that after 30 days, you're over if you don't make the pinyan aben. So the Paiskim say, as we've been saying, what the Gemara means is, because there's a concept of mitzvah baba yotcha al tach mitzenu, never delay a mitzvah, but it has nothing to do with pinyan aben. Another question that comes up. Let's say there's a child who doesn't have a father. So the halacha is, if a child doesn't have a father, the mitzvah of pinyan aben is on the person himself. But he's a child. What should we do? Should we make a pinyan aben immediately? But it's not going to be the proper way of making a pinyan aben, because it's not the father nor the child himself who's making the pinyan aben. Or should we wait? So in a way we would say it's connected to our question. If there's a mitzvah to do pinyan aben immediately, like by the bris milah, certainly we should do the pinyan aben now, when even though the child, it's not being done not by the father, by the person himself. If, however, there's only a concept of mitzvah baba yotcha al tach mitzenu, maybe we should wait till he gets older and he could do the pinyan aben properly for himself. So the Chasam Sofer in Yoredei is Simen Reish Tzadikei, and the Chem de Shloima in Simen Lamed Aleph say that bris milah, that the pinyan aben should be done now by someone else without a bracha, and the money should be given to the kohen as a matana manas lahachser, and a condition should be made with the kohen. If when the child becomes an adult, he will make himself a proper pinyan aben, then the money that was given to this kohen, I presume that it would be best to use the same kohen. The money that was given to the kohen should be given back to the child, and now we should make a proper pinyan aben. If he will not have do pinyan aben when he becomes an adult, so at least he had the pinyan aben that was done for him as a child. It's also interesting that the Paiskim say that what should be done is they should put a silver plate, make a necklace out of a silver plate, saying this, that I was a child, I was a yosim when I was a young boy, and therefore the pinyan aben was done for me in this fashion, and therefore when I become an adult, I want a pinyan aben to be done over. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, in his Sefer Chashukei Chemer, gives another nafgamina. What would be the halacha? What if the obligation of doing a pinyan aben is like a bris, and it should be done immediately at the right time, and every day that it passes, you should do it. You're over a mitzvah, like by a bris. Or his opinion, Aben, as long as it's done, the fact that it wasn't done on that day, it's only a concept, a mitzvah above a yotchal tach mitzvah. He says, let's say somebody, a father, was on a flight. He was supposed to take a flight to get home to be there for his son's pinyan aben. And for whatever reason, that flight got canceled. And now the question is he obligated to spend extra money to be able to perform the pinyan aben? If we say that a pinyan aben is like a bris, if such a situation came up with a bris, it seems, I think, that the halacha should be that he'd have to spend whatever mitzvah, he spent up to a chayim, he should spend up to 20% of his assets to be able to fulfill a mitzvah. If a pinyan aben is like that, so same thing would be by a pinyan aben. If, however, we don't consider a pinyan aben the same as a bris milah, then he wouldn't have that obligation. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein seems to take a lenient opinion. Not only does he seem to take a lenient opinion, but it seems that he quotes his father-in-law, Rav Yoshev Zatzal, who held that not only need he not, by pinyan aben, make this extra expenditure to be able to make it back on time for pinyan aben to be on time, but even by bris milah, he says Rav Yoshev wasn't certain that there would be such an obligation.